Blog Talk Radio.
We are revisiting the 48 Laws of Power again after so many requests. I never thought that it would be taken in such a fashion. Again, we will do it, but with a new face. But you've got to be there to get it. Episode 481. The 48 Laws of Power Revisited, live on The Real Hoodoo.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology brings holistic dimension that touches you. Spirit. Mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
God bless all my father's children. Here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir. And welcome to the only real, genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux. Officially known to many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, my father's children. Wherever you are, God bless you. May he bless your going out and your coming in. From this time forth, and even forevermore, this is my prayer for you. It has always been my prayer for you, and it will always be my prayer for you. Well, how are you doing? I hope you're okay. Well, today we are going to start back on the 48 Laws of Power. Now, I have gotten so many requests about this. Some people didn't hear it. Some people... or they heard a part of it, didn't get a part of it, or something. But anyway, I thought it good to do it one more time. The 48 powers are something which you should know. There's something which you should go through. And I tell you, take yourself a book, a notebook, and a pencil. And write it down. Write down notes, because you ain't going to get this nowhere else. Only on The Real Hoodoo will you get it. These are 48 laws of power. Yeah, of power. And what kind of power, you ask? Well, what kind are you looking for? What kind do you want? What kind of power are you searching for right now? Right now, what type of power? Now, that it is very good, if you listen to it, it's very good. But if you're one of those people that like to just listen or want to talk in, then call in. Yeah, call in to the show. Because we have a way for you to call in and talk to it. Now on that, the number is 619-924-9801. 619-924-9801. Now the number again is 619-924-9801. Now that number is for everybody that wishes to call in and leave a comment about that program. You know, if there's something you like about it, let us know. Let us know. We are standing by just to hear your comment. Just to hear it. Now, I tell you what, we're going to have a commercial, then some music, then, well, we'll have the caller of the day. The caller of the week, I'm sorry. The caller of the week, we'll have it. And it's the bouquet. Yeah, it's the bouquet today. And with it, we'll have a real bouquet. The 48 Laws of Power. Now, don't you go away. Or if you do, come right back because we are waiting here for you.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
I know.
okay. Happiness anew from the bouquet scent. The outlook for you means encouragement. Days will be filled with pleasures come true. Fate has so willed the best unto you. Whoa, the bouquet. Well, the bouquet, the key words are charm, pleasantness, a nice visit, a lovely woman, a surprise gift, a gift, a surprise, well, a nice surprise, a gift, parties, and social gatherings, an engagement, flowers, one of the nicest cards in the deck. The bouquet brings pleasant events, company, and gifts into your life. Look to the surrounding cards for details, but the bouquet will always bring something nice. The bouquet is the Ten of Hearts and can also represent a charming and delightful woman, often a friend or relative. In old hoodoo, it means compliments, praise of the living, and giving flowers while alive. Now, physical things for this are growths, ulcers, adhesions, allergies, along the bouquet, generally points to good health or quick recovery from illness. Yes, timing, spring. It's now, the whole season. So this is the season of the bouquet. Yeah, because this season, the whole thing, the whole shebang is a bouquet. The season of spring. Okay, now we have the 48 laws of power. Law number one, never outshine the master. Never outshine the master. It means make the people above you feel comfortable in their authority. Trying to impress them to gain recognition or kudo points won't help you. If anything, it will harm you. Making them feel comfortable assures you don't raise their insecurities. Making them feel comfortable assures you do not raise their insecurities. Now, how do you apply it? You find out your boss is wrong regarding and assigning a specific task to you. Approach him and inform him that you may have found an error. Okay, you may have found an error. Tell him that you know he's been busy and wanted to make sure the assignment was actually supposed to be completed. Now, there is a time to disobey it. Now, when you disobey, in the situation that the person in power is surely declining in his power. In the situation that the person in power is surely declining in his power, then outshining him may give you the power to be his predecessor. Okay? Then outshining him may give you the power to be his predecessor. Okay, law number two. Never put too much trust in friends. Never put too much trust in friends. Learn how to use enemies. Never put too much trust in friends. I'm saying that again. Learn how to use enemies. Meaning, friends are more apt to be envious. They are familiar with your strengths and weaknesses. So they are in a better position to manipulate you. They are often spoiled and become comfortable with you. So employing them is often apt to lead to problems. Whereas an enemy is more likely to help you out because they have more to prove to you. You got that? Now, Tacitus in AD 55 to AD 120 said this: men are more ready to repair an injury than a benefit, because gratitude is a burden and revenge a pleasure. The key to power, then, is the ability to judge who is best able to further your interests in all situations. Keep friends for friendship, but work with the skilled and compliment. Keep friends for friendship, but work with the skilled and competent. Law number three, conceal your intentions. Law number three, conceal your intentions. Now that means don't share your intentions with others. Don't share your intentions with others. They may try to sabotage, defer, deter, or interfere with your plans, often subconsciously. They may bring their own negativity into your life and possibly cause you to develop insecurities of your own. Not sharing your intentions also helps to maintain mystery around your persona. This also helps maintain other people's respect for you. We often respect the unknown. How can you say that? Familiarity breeds contempt. Honesty is actually a blunt instrument which bloodies more than it cuts. Your honesty is likely to offend people. It is much more prudent to tailor your words, telling people what they want to hear, rather than the coarse and ugly truth of what you think or feel. More important, by being unashamedly open, you make yourself so predictable and familiar that it is almost impossible to respect or fear you. And power will not accrue to a person who cannot inspire such emotions. Law 4. Always say less than necessary. Always say less than necessary. Similar to the previous law, in saying too much, you risk saying something that discredits you or causes others to feel that they may have a grasp on you. When others feel that they have a grasp on you, who you are, it takes away the mystery, and they will, and then they lose respect for you. There's a way to apply it. When you are in a situation where another person or group of people are asking you about how or why you do something, simply tell them the basics and don't go into those details of your thought process, your fears, your concerns, etc., about that question. Simply answer in as few words as possible. Now, there's a time when you don't apply it. In the same situation, you respond to their question by informing them of the how and why behind your behaviors. And you don't, well, let's put it this way, and you go further into informing them of the psychological rhyme and reason behind your behaviors. Now they feel they have a better grasp of you. In a way, they do. Now they understand some reasoning behind your behavior, which takes away mystery and intrigue. But there's also a time to dissipate. Now, when do you dissipate? In the situation where you need to lessen defenses, sharing a lot of information, some of which seemingly private, will help lower other people's suspicions and make you appear common. By saying less than necessary, you create the appearance of meaning and power. Also, the less you say, the less risk you run of saying something even foolish or dangerous. I'll say it again. By saying less than necessary, you create the appearance of meaning and power. Also, the less you say, the less risk you run of saying something foolish or even dangerous. Law number 5. So much depends on reputation. Guard it with your life. Law number 5. So much depends on reputation. Guard it with your life. Now, there's a meaning to it. Reputation can make people respect you and be intimidated by you. When it slips, though, you lose those benefits, and it is hard, if not impossible, to rebuild it. As they say, your reputation is inevitably precedes you. And if it inspires respect, a lot of your work is done for you before you arrive on the scene or utter a single word. Since we must live in a society and must depend on the opinions of others, there is nothing to be gained by neglecting your reputation. By not caring how you are perceived, you let others decide this for you. Be the master of your fate, also of your reputation. Awesome. Well, we have 5 today. 5 t- to be worried about. Yes, we do. And I hope you took some notes on it. I hope you did. I hope you are one of the people, one of the smart people here, who wrote it down. Who wrote it down. If you are one of the smart people, you will have these 48 laws of power within you. These laws of power will take control of you. They will. And you will never have to worry about what? Being powerless again. Never. Because you have it. It is good that you have a semblance of power about you. Because without it, people don't respect you. They don't respect you. And it matters not who they are. It could be a husband, a wife, children, as long as they respect you. And this is the way to make them respect you. This is the way that respect will grow more and more and more as the person and as the relationship grows older. You can have respect. Now just be here with us and tend to it. These will be your 48 laws of power. Can you dig it? I hope so. Thank you. Okay. Now, next week, we will have a, well, you want to call it, we call it a contest. We will give out a prize to whoever can remember one of these 48 laws. And what will be the prize, you ask? Well, it will be cash. Cash money. That's right. We will be giving out cash to whoever can remember one of the 48 laws of power. Now, why are you doing this, Papa Say? Because I want you to learn it. I want you to learn it and not just have it, but for it to be exactly a part of you. I want it to be in you and of you. I want it to be part of you. So, next week, we're going to be giving away some cash money. Now, I ain't going to tell you how much. No, I ain't going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. You know, that's part of me. That's what I can do. See, a Jim Creole can pull all that stuff. I can do all that stuff because I want to. But next week, you will have a cash prize for whoever can remember it. Now, don't forget. Now, tomorrow is Monday. And on Monday, there will be something fantastic, which is the one card reading. One card. Now you might think one card, that ain't enough. I got no more. No, you don't. No, you don't. The one card can tell you more about yourself than you can expect. That one card can tell you when the money is coming or when it ain't. Is she or he in love with you? It can tell it all. One card. The Undelabo, the one card can tell more about you than you are prepared to know. Now you can come on. You can come on and see it. You can come on and see it. Yes, sir. Yes, but Chocolate Blue, you can come and look at it. You can look at it. That the single card can tell you more. Can tell you more than you ever thought was possible. That's right. Than you ever thought was possible. That single card will read you. It will tell you what is coming. It will even open the doors for you to see what will happen. That single card reading will be for you. Now, I'm telling you, come on. Come on, it's 7 o'clock Central Standard Time here on the Real Hoodoo. On the Real Hoodoo, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. You be here, and you be here for it, because it will bring you very, very much. Some people don't even think of it. They think of one card can't be anything. One card is just nothing. Or Papa Say don't want to tell me, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. That one car can do more than you expect it to. Yeah, that one car can do more than people expect. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, with you, with everybody here, because so many people are here and have so many things that they will do and that they want, I expect you to just listen in. Because, well, our program is going to change a little bit. Our show is going to change. Yeah, it's going to change. And then, well, we'll be doing the same thing. But it'll be a different change in it. So when you tune in at 7 p.m., listen. Don't go anywhere. Just listen. Because it's new and it's for you. That's right. It is for you. You are the person whom we are attempting. Well, we are attempting, but we are doing it. We are attempting to take much, but some people, they don't understand. So here's Mahalia with something for you.
It is here.
this evening. But I'm going to tell you, if you want to listen to us, just go to libsyn.com, stitcher.com, buzzsprout.com, iHeart.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes.com, and you can listen to us again or get certain things we have on it. But if when you go, just consider subscribe to one of them. Please subscribe to one. And with your subscription, you don't have to tune in no more. Don't have to do anything, because as soon as we have a program, you will get it automatically. Yeah, that's with the subscription. Now, but with the subscription, would you please give us a review? A review. And I don't care what it is, if it's good, bad, ugly, give us a review. Because we need your review. We need it. We need it as soon as you can give it. Just go ahead and give it. But then we can use it. We can use your review. Okay? So come with us and be with us. Enjoy this time with us. That was what we asked you. That is what we need. And we ask you for it. Yes, sir. That's what we ask for. We ask for your time and your consideration. And we thank you for what you've done. We thank everybody for, and I thank you, every person that joins this broadcast with us. Thank you for everything you do. We thank you for going out, and we thank you for coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. We thank the Lord for you. And we ask God to bless you. May he bless you. May he bless you. May he bless you. May he send his arms among you to give you peace. No matter what happens, may the Lord bless you. And that's what it's about. That's what it's about. To keep you on the Lord's side. To keep you. God bless you. God keep you. And may he lift up his eyes upon you. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And may God bless you. And all I have is one thing to say to that, and that is goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.